Welcome to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Marcel Squally here with the pastor's son himself, Emmanuel Acho.
Bishop. Bishop. Oh, Bishop.
Oh, he making that money, huh? Well, yeah, that dog. Give me some air bowls, big dog. All right, let's get things started. Today with Cam Newton in New England. Ink isn't even dry on Cam's one-year deal with the Patriots. But those crazy New England fans are already finding stuff to complain about. Earlier this week, Boston sports radio guys Felger and Mass went off about Cam's touchdown celebration, saying they hope he doesn't continue his Superman move and his dabbing once he takes the field in Foxborough, adding, quote, "We don't do that here." So, Acho, you got an issue with these guys saying Cam needs to tone things down.
These sound like those get off my lawn kind of guys.
Right,
like,
right.
What are you saying, "We don't do that here"? Hopefully, these comments were made out of boredom. Okay. That's what I hope.
Four-hour radio show.
I hope it's just made out of, we ain't got nothing else to talk about, so I'm going to disrespect Cam. Mm. Well, you made the comments so we can react.
Have some fun.
To said comments. Don't talk to me about something that is not a distraction on or off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton, again, what has he ever done? Great guy off the field.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, always giving back to the community. But this is what really irked me about all this, Marcel. This is what really irked me.
Don't irk my dog.
You got... I can't stand you.
You said you get irked.
You got guys in Julian Edelman jumping on cars in January.
Ooh.
5 minutes from here down the road in Beverly Hills.
Right there.
Jumping on nice Mercedes Benz. Don't jump on a Benz. If you don't jump on something, don't jump on a Benz now. Jumping on Mercedes Benz. You got guys on the Patriots rosters getting busted for cocaine. Cocaine. Getting busted for cocaine, but I don't hear you then. But now Cam Newton, you mad at him for doing this. You mad at him for doing this.
Right.
Like, that is now a distraction. That is now a problem. Don't talk to me about things that aren't true, legitimate issues, because that's just ignorant talk. And we can't tolerate that no more.
Yeah, handing the ball to a kid and doing this. And like you said, all that. That's what you really want to stir the pot about? Okay. Well, I understand where they're coming from, actually. I used to do radio.
Please.
Like you said, boredom hits you. Look, when you got to do the same topic on the top of the hour for four straight hours, you got to go into some of these dry patches and make things up. And it seems like they did this. I'm very familiar with the Boston area. I used to train out there. A lot of my off seasons with the world-renowned Mike Boyle. If you don't know him, he's basically the guru who started all this specialized training, especially for football. Got Mike Mamula drafted very high and a lot of other guys, including myself. He learned how to ace the combine test. I digress. I also spent some time going to Harvard, taking some graduate school courses. That didn't go so well. I had some money in my pocket. I'm in the league. I'm like, what the hell am I doing sitting here letting you yell at me, teacher? So I bounced. But the point is, I understood what the whole Boston chip on your shoulder was about, because they're not in New York City. For whatever reason, they really take that as a slight. So they stir it up. Everything about Boston sports, we love. We love. And then we love it so hard, we hate on it. Mm-hmm. But dare you to try and hate on it with us. You're not a part of this family. You're not a Bostonian. So it's a weird dynamic that they're trying to play again, but that's an old stick. It's 2020, and y'all still running that when we have too much evidence of the contrary of how the Patriot way really is. And that's my only thing with it. So my first layer is just, I wanted them to understand it. I know where you're coming from. But that song is old, and that way of doing it is played.
The other thing you got to remember, the Patriot way, the only way in the NFL is try to keep your name clean off the field, and on the field, less ball.
Let's get it.
Cam Newton does both of those things.
Because
to my mind, off the field, we don't hear too much about Cam Newton. The drama you hear about Cam Newton, we create.
Exactly.
If I'm being real.
Yes.
Like the drama you hear about Cam has nothing or very limited to do with Cam. Furthermore, you talk about celebrations. Gronkowski, he tries to deflate the ball every time he spikes it.
Say it.
Literally,
yeah.
Every time he spikes it. So I just don't get why people want to pick and choose. You know, I do get it.
Uh-oh. I'm about to say.
I do get it.
You don't get it?
I get it.
Oh,
I just don't want to address it.
Okay, right now.
I just don't want to address it right now on this show right here, right now.
Yeah.
But Cam Newton, stop trying to vilify him. And the other thing is the Patriot way. Y'all got to understand. Y'all getting a man in Superman, in Super Cam, who about to come in here and change things up. So you might as well get on the train, because it's going to keep moving regardless. With Cam, not Jared Stidham, by the way, with Cam moving forward.
I caught that whole he tries to deflate the ball every time he spikes it. Come on, man. Come on, man. Boy, you've been in the game for a minute there.
Don't bring that up. It's so funny, like you say, the whole Patriot way, it's actually something that they try to advertise, and it's not even the Patriots, not even Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick goes out there and says, look, if you just do your job and you're attentive to details, put the team first. Mm-hmm. That's the Patriot way. But then commentators take it and, oh, we're going to export this culture and make it something it's not. Gronkowski not only was spiking the ball, gyrating the football in right. celebrations. There's a 2.5-minute video that the Patriots have about best celebrations by the Patriots. And there's like 400 likes and only 3 dislikes. And in this video, you can see plays with Stephen Ridley, LeGarrette Blount. You got Brandon Cooks jumping on Gronkowski, riding him like a horse. Mm-hmm. And then you also have moments like this, when you can see a Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady was a little hot 100 on this moment. When he had to go confront my man Anthony Smith for calling him out during the week. Look at this right here. And Tom Brady is in the phone.
Tom Brady, I thought you're supposed to move on to the next play. That's the Patriot way.
Tom Brady had to give him the business. And let me quote after the press conference when Tom Brady wanted to be nice and drama averse and didn't want to address it. Bill Belichick got to the podium and said, we played against a lot better safeties than him. And they're talking about Anthony Smith. The point of this is when we say Patriot way, it's a delusion if you really believe that everyone's going out there and just being pure in spirit.
The only thing that we got to add to this, let's call a spade a spade.
Okay.
Do not address things as negative because you are not comfortable with them.
Ooh,
I think that's a football field thing. Ah. That's a society thing. Just because you're not comfortable with it does not make it negative. Just because you would rather see or you are more comfortable with Tom Brady throwing a tantrum on the sideline, taking off his helmet and throwing it, yelling at Josh McDaniels in the face like they're both, you know, 8-year-old kids. Just because that is more familiar and comfortable to you does not make Cam Newton dabbing or doing the S on his chest negative.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just address that real quick?
Can we? Because I want to have a civil war with fans and laymen. I do. Like, as a former athlete, I want to make sure you know this line of demarcation is drawn heavy in the sand between what I did and what you're experiencing and viewing it. They have to understand how hard it is to just make one play in the NFL. Like, first of all, just to make it on the field in NFL, to get an opportunity to make one play. And when I make that play, and 80,000 people are allowed to celebrate and high five and do their own thing in the stands, how dare you tell me now that's the moment I have to subdue myself and suppress my energy.
Real quick. You brought this up, so I got to tell the story.
Let's go.
In Texas, my sophomore year, we go to the national championship, right? My first 2 years, we were 26-2. Everything was great. Couldn't be better. Big man on campus.
Ball.
We go to the ship against Alabama. But every time we won, we went on the field, and we knew, like, we were going to win, right? We was just riding it.
Right.
But then my junior year came around, and we go 5-7. We out here taking L's just on the chin, just catching L's. At the end of that season, our strength coach, Mad Dog Madden, he comes up to us and he says, he brings the whole team together and says, winning is difficult.
Yes.
Don't ever take it for granted.
Yes.
Make sure you have fun when you win.
Yes.
And I think the fans at home and some of these radio dudes who may not have ever played it a high, if not the highest level, they take for granted it. Getting in that end zone, that's difficult.
Thank you.
When I get there, I'm going to celebrate. When I get there, I'm going to hand the ball to the kid. Remember what Cam said after the Titans game when the woman penned him that letter telling him to stop dancing? Cam said, if they don't want me to dance, don't let me score.
Exactly.
And because getting there is difficult. And so when I get there, I'm going to let y'all know.
Yeah, if y'all going to be dancing in the stands and around the stadium, all around the world, guess what? The person responsible for you dancing at least allowed to do a little something.
A little something.
I can't do that. I'm too old for that. All right, let's move on to another guy people are hoping will tone things down. Antonio Brown, who just posted a video working out with none other than Russell Wilson. AB has already been spotted working out with Lamar Jackson and Deion Sanders. And rumors continue to fly that Seattle and Baltimore are on the short list of teams thinking about signing AB. Acho! You think AB's workout videos are helping his comeback chances?
I do, and I'm going to take it a step further. I think AB's going to get signed by the Seahawks.
Really?
I don't know if anybody's made that claim. I hope not, because I want to be the first to jump out on that limb, to climb that mountain, ascend it, and put my AB flag on the mountaintops.
Mm-hmm.
I think not only will AB get signed, and not only does this help his chances, I'm just an analyst by trade, so I analyze people, situations, and ball. If you're Russell Wilson, you keep your nose clean at all costs. He always has. Russell Wilson has no drama in his life, at least not for the last 8 years.
What do you mean? What that mean?
I'm just going to put that out there.
You don't want to go back to that draft video.
That was a little drama. I'm going to just put that out there. He ain't had no drama in his life. So if you're Russell Wilson,
all right,
why would you combine yourself in any capacity with the most polarizing figure in football right now unless you got something up your sleeve? Remember, Pete Carroll, Snyder, those guys are going to get together. But before they ever consider signing AB, what they going to do? They going to march downstairs to their 88 and change million-dollar quarterback. They going to mark downstairs to that guaranteed, fully guaranteed money quarterback and say, hey, Russ, what you think about AB? And you know what Russ is going to say? Man, we've had some good workouts. He can make plays. He's still got the juice. Let's bring him in. So not only does this help his chances, but by working out with Russ, I think it solidifies his chances of being on a team, the Seattle Seahawks.
That was a strong case right there. Unfortunately, I prepared for this segment, and I have notes that say something that's contrary to what you're saying. So I'm going to read my damn notes, even though I like your case. Your case is basically positive and negative. Ooh, last time I looked at a battery, it had a positive and a negative. Mm-hmm. And guess what that does? Gives you that juice, give you that charge, give you that battery. But this is not helping AB. And because it's not helping him, it has to be hurting him. He's no closer to being in the NFL, no matter how many field trips he goes on with good guys and great football players and tremendous ambassadors. You can go out there and say, Tom Brady and I are besties. We used to live together for 1 week in New England. Or you can go out there and you say, you know what? Lamar Jackson, you know my cousin on your squad, so we're going to throw the rock. Oh, I'm amazing, ain't I? You can go out there with Deion Sanders, primetime, the greatest we all know, and you can get his blessings. And it still hasn't gotten you any closer to being on a team. What you need is Roger Goodell to give you your suspension. And once you get your suspension, AB, you will be on a team. You don't have to go around kissing babies. You don't have to go to the retirement homes. You don't have to do all this glad-handed. All you need to do is address the situation at hand. Takes me back to grade school. I don't know if you had report cards like this growing up, but we did. There were three line items. And you would get a grade for academic achievement.
Okay.
But then you would get a line item grade for your cooperation, and another one for your work habits.
Okay.
Now, I used to get a lot of ASUs or AES.
What that mean?
Excellent, satisfactory, unsatisfactory. Basically, I did all my work, I got an A, but damn, he can't shut up. He always asking questions, disrupting the class, so you get a U. AB is trying to run that scheme, that scam that I used to try to run on my teachers. Like, oh, that doesn't matter because I'm doing this, right? AB, your biggest issue is that you had personal issues.
Okay.
Stop trying to out-football personal issues. Stop showing me football videos that are supposed to make me say he's a better person because he can still catch the ball with Russell Wilson. So if he just stays focused in direct communication to the task at hand, which is getting a suspension and showing you're a person of greater character, you ain't got to do all these videos.
But here's my thing, bro, because you talked about Deion and Lamar Jackson and getting a stamp of approval from Deion and Lamar, that's different than getting a stamp of approval from Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
I'm listening.
It's different.
I'm listening.
Think about the Seahawks. 2010, if I'm not mistaken, Marshawn Lynch. They bring him from the Buffalo Bills. Marshawn wasn't nearly as polarizing at the time, but had some on-the-field
incidents. He had some issues.
He had some issues.
I remember.
2013, the Seahawks trade for a guy by the name of Percy Harvin. He had kind of worn out his welcome in Minnesota. Great. Again, not nearly as polarizing, but had some issues. Then you think about Josh Gordon, another receiver the Seahawks just signed recently, had some had several issues. So when I think about the Seahawks and this specific team, when I think about Russell Wilson giving the biggest stamp of approval of any player in the National Football League, at least any black player in the National Football League, because that does mean something.
Okay.
To be Russell Wilson, to get a stamp of approval from him, plus with an organization which is shown to have an extra amount of grace and tolerance, I don't think that AB has to jump all these hoops you need. Yes, Goodell has to approve them. But I don't think that you're looking at the big picture and saying, you know what? The Seahawks might be the one team that'll forgive AB's sins.
Well, look, AB worked out, went to the facilities, Seattle and New Orleans last year. And they both sit there and say, yeah, you look amazing still. Yeah, you're going to still be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, we can't sign you, bro. Talk to Roger Goodell, damn it. Why are you at my doorstep? Stop trying to sell me on you. I'm already sold. I just can't buy you because there are restrictions. You need to go down to Park Avenue. Is that where the NFL office is?
Sounds like.
I ain't been there. I ain't never got in trouble like that. So here's the point. You need to go talk to Roger Goodell and get your suspension on file, on record. It's funny, and you laugh almost at these missteps because they're not adding up to anything. Be real. Like, he's still out the league, and he doesn't know when he can even return. But you can laugh your way to really a sad place where AB is still trying to indirectly deal with his character issues mm-hmm. of the past. And he's trying to deal with them by showing more football, which has never been a question with us. But that's because AB really doesn't know fully how deeply loved he is from those around him. Every time AB has a football in his hand, he hears the loudest cheers for him. And it seems like it's been that way for his entire life. And I tell athletes all the time, man, I'm like, look, be as great as you want to be in the sport. It's a means to an end. But be greater to yourself. Be greater in your own mind for yourself. And it seems like AB is still buying into that misnomer that the best version of AB is not him being a father, not him being a fiance, or him just being a man. It's him being a receiver. So as long as I keep seeing receiver videos, not necessarily the higher character videos that shows that Roger Goodell and him are on the same page, I don't think it's working out for him. Coming up, the Packers just showed some love to their rookie quarterback. Oh, did they? But how should Aaron Rodgers feel about it? We get into that next. Speak for yourself. Presented by Hyundai. The stress of daily life weighs on us all. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get through the day, muscle pain and muscle tension is a real thing. That's why I use Theragun, the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. And now, as quiet as an electric toothbrush. That's because the all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a proprietary brushless motor that's so quiet, you'll wonder if it's on, while you soothe your aching muscles with Theragun's signature power, amplitude, and effectiveness. Try Theragun risk-free for 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. With an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need. Starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/Cadence right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/Cadence. Theragun.com/Cadence.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself. It's time now for a big story sponsored by KFC's $20 fill-up. Drive-thrus open or get delivered by Grubhub. But let's move now to Green Bay, where things in the quarterback room got more interesting. The Packers just handed Jordan Love a fully guaranteed rookie deal, unprecedented for someone drafted 26 overall. And of course, they already rubbed A-Rod the wrong way, trading up to draft Love in the first place. The brewing quarterback controversy is a big talking point this offseason, and Love was asked if he's already sick of hearing about it.
I haven't looked too much into it. I hear my friends talking about it all the time and all that, but, you know, I don't look into it. It is what it is.
Friends, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're joined now by NFL analyst LeVar Arrington and Marcellus.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with you, big bro. Will this storyline be a distraction all season?
Hell yeah, it's going to be a distraction all season. Aaron Rodgers, they stabbing him in the back and they twisting the knife.
Talk about it.
My neck and my back.
Talk
they
about
just stab
it.
You, can, you know what? All right, that's how y'all want to play this game? Fine. Y'all going to give a guy who had a slumping last season honorable mention, not even first team, second team in his own division, honorable mention. Y'all move up in the draft, pick up 26, and fully guarantee his money when I'm Aaron Rodgers still on your watch? Oh, okay. All right, first play from scrimmage is going to be a deep out route. I'm going to throw it into the 19th row to let y'all know that's how I feel about this. Oh, when y'all ask me about our week one opponent, oh, yeah, you know what? How you feel about the season, Aaron Rodgers? You guys were 13-3 last year. You feel good about things? Well, you know what? There are no guarantees. Like Jordan Love's contract. Like everything I do, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, because I'm on the books and I'm making my money, is going to be a snipe at this organization and a snipe at you, Jordan Love. And I'm not done with you, Jordan Love, because when this microphone comes back to me, I'm going to pick you apart for you, because you lying, big dog. You up there lying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but what my friend had said was that they was paying attention to what was going on, and I ain't even looked into it yet. All right. But hey, look here, man. Hey, Marcellus, you one of them dudes that grew up with action figures and made up your own storylines. You didn't stick to the script. You made up your own storyline. That's what you just did with this tape right here.
Wait a minute. Let's hear.
Okay. All right. So listen to this. Right. No distraction at all. And I'm going to tell you why. First thought of it is, okay, the distraction is you moved up, you took them. Okay, all of those things are out of the way. We heard what Aaron Rodgers felt. We got some quotes from teammates. It isn't our job. That's above our pay grade. They're already talking through those things. Those things are already being ironed out, okay? Now, you tell me who in their right mind is expecting Jordan Love to play this year? Is he going to start? Like, who's expecting that? And if you say you are, please keep your hand down because that makes you look bad, all right? Don't raise your hand. All right, now, with the second part of this, let's just say, okay, based upon everything that takes place, Aaron Rodgers lays an egg at the beginning of the season. Mm. They're not winning. He's not playing very well. Do we really expect that there's going to be the pressure to put Jordan Love in? Because Jordan Love is going to play underdog to Aaron Rodgers and come in and save the day? I doubt it. I don't feel it. I don't see it. Aaron Rodgers has too much built up and too much invested equity, positive equity in Green Bay for this to ever become a real distraction. And at the point that it would become a distraction, it wouldn't be, because if Jordan Love becomes the starting quarterback, that means that the controversy is over and the Jordan Love era has begun.
LeVar, everything you said made sense until you start talking about Aaron Rodgers' equity in Green Bay. Let me preface with this.
Yeah.
I don't read too much into the fully guaranteed contract because Jordan Love is repped by my guy David, and he's a phenomenal agent, and he be putting money in his dog's pockets. That's what I know. But what I do read into is LeVar. Here's what I read into, my brother. How can you talk about Aaron Rodgers and his equity in Green Bay when they literally drafted a quarterback when Green Bay needed weapons at receiver? Green Bay didn't have a receiver over 1,000 yards last year. This was the most heavy receiver-laden draft class. I covered college football prior to this, so I know. And you going to take a quarterback? Take a quarterback? So, LeVar, I can't rock with you when you start talking about Aaron Rodgers and his equity in Green Bay. Furthermore, it's 2020. It's a play right now type of league. Remember, Alex Smith was coming off one of his best seasons for the Chiefs before the Chiefs dealt him to Washington. Mm. Now, you're going to say, remember, the Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes backing up Alex Smith, so they felt as if it was a luxury to release him. Who was everyone comparing Jordan Love to in this draft
class? Hello?
Patrick Mahomes.
But you can't compare Alex Smith to Aaron Rodgers.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. While I think Aaron Rodgers is that dude, the Packers clearly don't. What the Packers are saying is, well, Aaron Rodgers, each of the last 4 years, your completion percentage has gone down. Or Aaron Rodgers, you haven't won games like you used to. I think Aaron Rodgers is a dog. Clearly you do, but it don't matter what we think, because we don't cut them checks in Green Bay. The people who are cutting the checks, the people who are making the decisions, they have shown they don't feel about Aaron Rodgers like we do. So it's going to be a distraction, because the other thing we know, Aaron Rodgers ain't the nicest guy out there.
Boom.
So when they ask, A-Rod, you know, how do you feel about them drafting Jordan Love? When they asked that in the late preseason or week one, A-Rod's going to be like, Jordan who? We drafted a quarterback behind me?
Hey,
Shots fired.
Y'all clearly are the two that used to say, hey, come over in my front yard. Let's play with He-Man action figures. Y'all have great stories. Y'all have great narratives that y'all connect to what y'all got going on.
LeVar.
I'm not buying it. Marcellus, LeVar. I know you want to jump on Jordan Love. I'm going to let you have that. But y'all need to stop playing in the front yard with them dang action figures and come on and live in reality.
LeVar, you know damn well I didn't have a front yard. And if I went outside, those weren't fake guns. It was really going down where I grew up. And rest in peace to that Bernie Mac suit you got on. Rest in peace, big dog.
You like this joint?
No.
Come on, man.
No, not really. Here's the thing. This is so funny to me because LeVar actually has a point. And it's interesting, how will Aaron Rodgers respond to this? Jordan Love's not getting on the field. There's no way for the next 2 years because of the contract situation. That's why if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm starting to snipe at not only Jordan Love, but the organization. You can't do anything with me. I am stuck here for the next 2 years. But Brett Favre, remember when they drafted Aaron Rodgers? He went 4-12 and had his worst season in his career at that time. Also with John Elway when they drafted in the first round, he had his worst season that year. So it's interesting that there's those sides, and then there's the side of like a Steve Young who responded well when they went out there and got Drunken Miller. He still was out there balling. Here's the thing about Jordan Love. Let's stay focused, Marcel.
Please, please, stay focused.
I just want to go over this video again and just let you know, body language experts watching Jordan Love just try his best to get through this. Like, watch these shoulders, watch these eyes. They're going to start hitting you up in the screen. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm telling the truth. I don't know if I'm lying. Because you know what? I'm a vet. Not only am I a vet, I'm retired. I've seen it all, man. This little rookie is lying. People get their cues socially from you. You give them permission to come to you. My grandmother used to always say, don't trust a runner, baby. I said, Grandma, what's a runner? She said, somebody runs up to you with some information because they're going to run away from you with that same information to tell somebody
else. That's a good word.
Jordan Love, talking about all his friends always talking about it. You know why? Because they know you want to hear about it, big dog. And then he going to go on record and say, oh, I didn't look too much into it. What football player doesn't investigate the situation and circumstances? I was drafted to replace a living legend in Bruce Smith. And damn well, I looked into it. But in my day, we had to go to the library. We didn't have a phone. We didn't have Google. He tried to act like he does not know all of the circumstances that are surrounding this situation. That's when you miss me, Jordan Love.
Hear my thing, Marcellus. I just can't get down with even your statement of saying Aaron Rodgers isn't going to get off the field in the next 2 years. No, I've seen the contract.
I understand
the contracts. And you say it's a capitalistic society. It's a capitalistic NFL. You don't draft that man, bro. You don't draft that man at 26. When you talk about Aaron Rodgers sitting behind Brett Favre, what year was that in, Marcellus?
05.
05, sir. It's 2020. It's been 15 years now, coach. So you know, it's not the same 05 where Aaron Rodgers is just going to sit patiently and just wait patiently and just twiddle his thumbs. And it's not what happened with Aaron Rodgers sitting behind Brett Favre, because this is a new day. This is a new league. This is a new system. These are new times with new coaches. You do not take this man, Jordan Love, who, mind you, I understand he struggled his last year, but don't look into his second to last year tape. Don't watch that Jordan Love tape, because if you watch it too long, you might start second-guessing. I understand the contract disputes, but Jordan Love, if Aaron Rodgers struggles...
Boy, stop!
Not this season. Not this season.
Not next year either.
If Aaron Rodgers struggles next season, I'm telling you they will be coming for his head, because they have forgotten how great Aaron Rodgers is.
They ain't forgot how much they paying him. I bet you they ain't forgot that. $9 to $8 million on that guarantee. Boy, he ain't stepping on the field.
And I understand the time frames, 05 to 2020.
It's a different time.
Good stuff. It is a different time. But when you look at it and you follow it from the reality of what this all represents, you got to look at this simple fact and this one simple fact only. If Jordan Love was actually the talent that was good enough to unseat Aaron Rodgers in the next year.
Where are you going with this?
I see it.
Where are you going with this?
Or two.
Where are you going with this, right?
Yep.
Then he's in Cincinnati right now.
Oh.
Then he's in Miami right
now. Come on.
Then he's somewhere else, because he would have went much earlier in the draft, even with the trade that sent him as high as he did. He would have been at a different slot, a different grade, and went to a different... If he's good enough to replace Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Come on, Nacho. Talk to me, man.
Speak, Nacho. Speak, Nacho.
Bro, see, here the thing, bro. We was about to get to break, but you talking crazy, so I can't even go to break just yet.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, we all knew how good he was, but isn't Aaron Rodgers the most notorious quarterback for waiting on draft day and falling in the draft? So the same Aaron Rodgers who had to wait and who fell not because he was talented, but because some people didn't see his talent, you're now going to undermine Jordan Love and say, well, if Jordan Love was that good, he would have been drafted earlier. Jordan Love went to Utah State. Even if he was that nice, he probably still wasn't going that high. But I just, LeVar, come on now.
Counterpunch.
Come on now.
Yeah, duck, LeVar.
They find talent.
Throw in the towel.
They find talent. No, no, ain't no towel going in. They find talent. And you brought Aaron Rodgers in behind one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Like, the circumstances are different. It is circumstantial. I like the information that you're putting out there, but make sure you put all the information out there. Brett Favre is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Aaron Rodgers was going to sit. He might have slid. We could look at all the other guys that went. Talent is talent. Utah State, they're going to find you. They're going to find you. Don't give me that. He went to Utah.
Oh, he got you back.
He didn't go top. They're going to find you. Stop.
Hey, we're going to finish this argument later, LeVar. Coming up, Cam Newton has some big shoes to fill in New England. We'll tell you if playing in Brady's shadow will put Cam under a whole new kind of pressure. Next, speak for yourself.
Oh, slugging in that line.
Let's return to New England, where Cam Newton is already hard at work, getting to know new teammate Mohamed Sanu. Better be working hard, because there's no doubt replacing Tom Brady in Foxborough will be no easy task. But Cam wants everyone to know he's motivated. A new inspirational post on Instagram, writing, quote, these are his words, "It's not a lot of things money cannot buy, but amongst the top of that list of things, you would find respect as one of those. This is not about money for me. It's about respect." LeVar Arrington is back with that suit on. Acho, I'll start with you. Is Cam under added pressure
replacing? I give you a round of applause, Marcellus, for reading a Cam Newton tweet.
Man,
an Instagram post. That's one of the hardest things to do. Let me get that out the way. It's just, I can't tell what kind of font is that, but it's not Times New Roman 12, and that's all that's legible to me.
Or rhetoric.
Now, Cam Newton, should he be worried? Should he feel pressure? Absolutely not. You feel pressure when you are inadequate. You feel pressure when you are ill-prepared. You feel pressure when you are not talented nor skilled enough. 2016, gentlemen, it was my first time I was going to do a national hit. I was about to be on SportsCenter, 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm shaking. I got my cup of coffee. They asked me a question. I can't even drink my cup of coffee. I'm out here shook.
That was the caffeine.
But 2020, start and speak for yourself. I don't feel no pressure, because I know now that I'm capable to deliver and to deliver and to do the job. Cam Newton, Heisman winner. Cam Newton, national champ. Cam Newton, number one overall pick. Cam Newton, NFL MVP. Pressure? Does Superman feel pressure? Cam Newton don't feel no kind of pressure, nor should he. Cam Newton is that dude. Cam Newton knows he is that dude. Cam Newton is one of the biggest physical specimens the game has ever seen at the position that he plays. So Cam ain't worried about pressure walking into Tom Brady's shadow, because Cam Newton realizes the only thing that can beat Cam is Cam. And even Cam can't stop Cam. So Cam don't got to worry about no kind of pressure.
Acho, I hate to say this kill your whole thought process of Superman.
What, LeVar?
General Zod.
What?
General Zod and his crew had Superman shook and nervous, okay? Ooh. Just so we clear on the historical aspect of Superman. That's first things first, all right? Now, here we go. Here we go, right? Yes, he will feel the pressure. Maybe he doesn't feel it now. But let's have an uncomfortable conversation with three black men on national television right now, okay? I'm from Pittsburgh, and I heard you guys in earlier segments talking about what your experience was in training and being in Boston and going to school there for a short stint. I grew up in a place as a civilian, as a fan, okay, in a market that has the same characteristics as the one Cam Newton is going to in Foxborough. It's called media fan base driven markets, okay? You can translate that into you become legendary in those places, or you become hunted down by the mob. The media and the fan base becomes mob mentality. So when you look at some of the things that Cam has done in the past, his the way he handled the Super Bowl post-game interview, some of the interviews, that I think the interview that costed him, his contract on endorsements. My whole thing is Cam is going to feel the pressure, not because of what's going on so much on the field, Acho, but it's going to be some of the things that he has to deal with off of the field. When I say an uncomfortable conversation between three black men,
Y'all didn't want to touch on it, but let's be clear. Jacoby Brissett started, I believe, two games for the New England Patriots. Do you want to know the significance of Jacoby Brissett starting two games for the Patriots, fellas? That is the only black man to ever be a starter for the New England Patriots.
That's real.
So you bring in this big old brand and this man who has his hair done, he coming up in that joint like Django Unchained on their tail. If you think for 2 seconds, if he don't do what they want him to do, how they want him to do it, the media will jump on it, the fan base will jump on it, and it will be a witch hunt for Cam Newton in Foxborough. It could go terribly wrong if Cam doesn't handle this the right way. And that's the uncomfortable conversation that needs to take place.
Man, when you said uncomfortable conversation, I thought you were joking.
He went
you
there.
Really went,
he
there.
Went there.
And yeah, we ain't got enough time for me to go all the way there, but damn, you went there. look, I love the fact that you said this fan base and media-driven fan base, how they can make you or break you in terms of the perception that really is exported throughout the entire country, how we view that player and that team. That said, no pressure if you're Cam Newton. Let's just be real about this situation in terms of the fans' perspective. You ain't replacing 9 Super Bowl appearances. You're not replacing 6 Super Bowl wins. We're not even asking you to be that as an organization. We all know what an organization, when they love you, there's a universal love language called how much they pay you.
That's real.
And that check is what you expect. You give me a big check, you expect a lot. You give me this little... He may get less money than a lot of people talking on television about the game that he's about to go out there and put his body.
Marcellus. Don't tell on yourself.
I like this suit. Here's the point. Cam Newton ain't making...
Gangs of New York suit win. Get out of here.
He's not making that amount of money. And he's certainly not asked to be Tom Brady 2.0. This is a situation where it is low risk for the Patriots and high reward for Cam and the Patriots. He gets to go to a place where he knows he's going to start. He's going to go somewhere where he's going to be around the best culture in football. And he's going to get an opportunity to hit pay dirt, whether it's the franchise tag next year with the Patriots or the open market where everyone realizes, oh, Cam Newton is still balling. And Cam Newton is healthy. So this is a no-lose proposition if you're Cam Newton. I understand. It comes with a different set of rules and parameters being in Boston, especially if you're talking about that position and that complexion, which we'll get into maybe at a different time on that same subject. But coming up, LeBron's already lost Avery Bradley for the relaunch, but is he about to lose another big piece as well? We'll tell you if it's time to worry in Lakerland. It's always time to worry here. Next, Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's move to the NBA, where the Lakers, oh, they not having a great week. Avery Bradley, he already announced he won't be joining the team for the relaunch. And now it's possible that Dwight Howard could sit out as well. But Frank Vogel says they're hopeful Dwight will be with the team in Orlando. We're joined now by NBA analyst Slick Rick Bucher. Marcellus,
Yes.
Let's start with you. Are the Lakers in trouble without Avery Bradley and Dwight?
Let me stop laughing. Oh. Let me do my job. Yeah, they in trouble. They are in huge trouble. I mean, without even reading the game plan or the scouting report on the Lakers, you already knew that their size was a difference maker for this team. We're talking about they have a 6'8 point guard, basically, in LeBron James. You talk about the size that they have in Anthony Davis, who's 6'11 and could dribble like he's a point guard. And then you bring in a Dwight Howard off the bench, and you talk about his length and his size and his ability to rebound. And he was doing it at a clip where Dwight Howard grabbed 16% of the rebounds for the Lakers, and that's coming off the bench. But let's talk about how this dynamic really plays in terms of what they're going to do with this void. When you talk about Bradley, and you talk about how he played the game, and you look at the Lakers and their matchups, and I had to watch them with a really intent eye because I was a Clippers fan. 4 of the 5 Lakers' best offensive lineups had Bradley in them. So now you're going to try and substitute that and the size that you lose with a Dwight Howard, who also was in 2 of your 5 best lineups. So I think right now it's being understated how much they were valued with this team in terms of production. It's going to be some hard, hard times going forward for the Lakers to try and replace these two.
Losing Avery Bradley was going to hurt. If they don't have Dwight Howard, it would be devastating. Mm. Marcellus's points were very well made about their size and that being an advantage, but it actually goes deeper than that because Dwight Howard, for all that size, was very unique. He is by and far the best screen setter on that team. And one of the plays that LeBron loves the most is to play pick and roll with a big guy and make his guy bang into that big guy time after time after time, or get a switch, and now he's got a big oaf trying to guard him on the perimeter. You don't get that if you don't have Dwight Howard. JaVale McGee is too skinny. Markieff Morris isn't a threat to roll to the rim. Dwight's not only just 16% rebounding, he's their most efficient rebounder per minute, and he's shooting a crazy 73%. He is by far their most efficient player. So for a guy who only plays 19 minutes and was signed on a make-good contract, when I look at the way they want to play and the way they're going to have to play in under these conditions, losing Dwight, they cannot afford to lose Dwight Howard. And even if he comes in late, I think that's going to make a difference because they need to get everybody back on the same page quickly. And clearly, he's not going to be there at the start.
Yeah, I gotta come out and say this. I'm a LeBron fan, right? I know, Marcellus, you rock with the Clippers.
Yes.
Slick Rick, I haven't yet found your affinity. You might be one of those just neutral fans, a quality analyst that
Bay
can
Area.
Just analyze the style of play, analyze it. For me, I'm a LeBron fan. Where LeBron goes, I go. Where LeBron stays, I stay. So I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you why I'm nervous, because you talk about Dwight, bump all the stats, he is still giving you 19 minutes a game. You talk about Avery Bradley, he is still giving you 24 minutes a game. You talk about Dwight, third on the team in rebounds, behind only LeBron and AD. Avery Bradley, he's been on an all-defensive team. The dude's a two-way player, and then you got to sit here and think about the Clippers. They finna roll out here with the Avengers. They just got body after body after body. They have depth. They are stacked.
Yeah.
As a Lakers fan by means of being a LeBron fan, you have to be nervous. Because if you've watched LeBron over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, you understand this. LeBron is a beast, but he can't do it by himself. You understand sooner or later, the body shots after body shots after body shots that LeBron takes, they start to wear on him. So what does that mean? You might need a 15-10 game from Dwight. What does that mean? You might need a 25 or 30-point game from Avery Bradley, like when he went off against the Clippers in that final week of the season before the coronavirus hit and shut down the whole thing. So you gotta be worried if you're a LeBron or a Lakers fan, because you understand what the history of that means when LeBron doesn't have any help and he ends up just out there throwing punches until he gets tired, and then the other teams come in and pounce.
Acho, there's no might about it. The beauty of the Lakers is that they could mix and match. And under these conditions, where in any circumstance, depth was going to be important. But coming back where you don't want to load up on any one guy because you haven't had the normal run-up, depth is going to be more critical than ever. And they're losing two significant pieces to that depth. And as you mentioned, the Clippers and a number of other teams, the Bucks, the Raptors, they all have depth, and there's no indication that that's going to be damaged. Here's the one other piece, since you mentioned LeBron, is LeBron is going for a championship and maybe his last best shot at getting one. And you have guys, for whatever reason, are not going to be there. One of the things that was a strong point for the Lakers was their chemistry this year. And whatever the reason might be, when you have guys bailing at a time where it's nut-cutting time, that sends a shiver through any team.
Slick Rick, let me ask you something real quick. J.R. Smith, we've yet to address that. Will J.R. Smith at least help with this Avery Bradley loss, you being the analyst, you being the man who knows it all?
There were 30 teams, Lakers included, had an opportunity to sign J.R. Smith all year long. The Lakers looked at J.R. Smith and said, we'll take Dion Waiters.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith is filling a roster spot because it's better than not filling the roster spot. If he plays, the Lakers are in serious trouble.
That is Clipperville right now, loving life. Look, I hope the Lakers, I'm going to give you guys one. I'm going to just throw you an alley-oop right here. I hope you Lakers fans and the organization, you're not too proud to beg. Don't be too proud to beg, because it's time to beg Dwight Howard to come back. You've done it before, so don't act like you get brand new. Remember this? Golly, I couldn't believe this. After how they treated Dwight Howard the first go around, they had this billboard not only on Staples Center, but flying through the skies. Please stay, Dwight. Yeah. D12, stay.
It didn't work either, did it?
It didn't work. So maybe this time it does work because of different circumstances, but please get on your knees and beg for Dwight Howard. If not, your championship aspirations are out the window with him and Avery Bradley gone.
Lakers fans, time to be nervous. Coming up, Antonio Brown just dropped another workout video, but Uncle Jimmy is about to drop some knowledge on AB. That's next. Speak for yourself.
Welcome back. Let's talk to Antonio Brown, who's been putting out workout videos this offseason, and his latest is with Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Clearly, AB is hoping these videos help launch his NFL comeback. And Uncle Jimmy joins us right
now. Uncle Jimmy.
Uncle, you think these videos are helping or hurting AB's comeback chances?
Hey, man. AB's career is just like his feet. Burnt up. Done. And no, I ain't caring nothing about these videos. If you want to show me a video, show me a video of yesterday's show. Show me a video of Ocho whooping your head all around the studio yesterday.
What?
Hey, man, let
talk
me tell
that talk,
something.
Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, man, you made me proud yesterday.
Talk
man.
That talk.
I didn't know you had that in you, man. Hey, man, I don't care what nobody say about you, man. I like you. You what they thought one of the good ones. You a credit to your trait, bro. You understand what I'm trying to say? And Marcellus Wiley, let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
I know you from Compton, and I know that you think that your gangster's beyond reproach. But how you gonna get your ass whooped on national TV by a grown man wearing a brooch?
he did catch me slipping.
It's a nice brooch.
He softened me up. That's all it is. That's for it for us. See y'all tomorrow.